Our friend, the enigmatic cat, Emperor Crepuscular, a flighted, darting, furry dagger propelled by feline musculature, ground evading, gliding eastwards over peaks and troughs of slate, our ancient fiefdom aftwards falling, sloshing down the hill in waves of broken gutters, buckling gables which the cat leaves in its wake to crown a chimney, airing grievances, deftly balances double takes before, and the minds doubt what the eyes report. A cat displaces, teleports. Quick, rewind the mind's eye, play its tape back, play it slow. Behold, anti-gravity the cat's catapulting, heedless of the cosmic drop below. This cat's endowed with guts enough to tightly string a bow. 4 paws, 8 feet, form one swift arc, its claws unsheath against the dark. This flight comes to a controlled stop as the cat connects with the opposing chimney pot and poises for the splitting of a second to acknowledge our applause. Such crowning achievements are bread and butter for the one who wears the paws. Our feline spills like smoke onto the silvering slates below, dislodging a loose fragment which skitters, skips and throws itself into the night onto a graveyard of flecked stones. With death throes too faint for us to hear, the fragment dies alone, or maybe not. For its rooftop descent was as the brushing of a drum, causing the attic space's dweller to awaken to its thrum rumbling of thunder, belly tremor, low-tuned bass. Awaking with a gasp, Miss Cash, through instinct, focuses on the place where, were it not for plaster board and tiles, she'd meet a wise and whiskered face. And each, sensing the presence of the other, holds a breath or holds a paw, but with the resting of the seconds, the tension slowly thaws. And the paw is gently lowered. Miss Cash's eyelids follow suit, only reaching half-mast before the cat creeping resumes. Her pricking ears hear cat's pads as they spinal tap the ridge, and in vain will try to track them. The cat's about to go off-grid. Effortlessly counterbalanced, elegantly cool, aloof, this world-encompassing cat escapes contemplation by dancing off the roof. Is diverted briefly, diving between an air vent, a dish dappled with rust, changing a corroded antenna's orientation, the angle of a satellite adjusts, bounding groundwards, blithely gliding, pausing to fixate on the source of a far-off avian fanfare the cat duly alters course, now going eastwards, gliding eavesward, dashing, furtive, daring fleet, reaching the rooftop's edge, coolly elopes, climbs down into the street. And without resting flees the scene, a perfect mix of speed and grace that the night redacts all evidence of, dissolving every trace. Also witness to this vanishing act, head resting on a pane, whose diopter corrects for her absent specs, is Miss Cash, whose eyes are trained upon the cat now smudged against the grain of this slowly failing nighttime, returns to the companionship of her threadbare counterpane. But her lips, they faintly tremble. Imagining a kiss? No. A tune has half formed on them. For her, another kind of bliss.